I met a woman the other day, and I was sure I'd seen her before. Digging deep into my memory, up came a picture from a book I used to read to my children. It was of an apron-clad woman, a smudge of flour on her cheek. In other words, sort of housewifey and homey. I chatted for a while with this charming woman, and after a bit I realized her voice was mesmerizing. I asked, "Are you a storyteller?" And she nodded and said, "Well, I sometimes tell stories to horses." "When and why?" I asked. "Well, I am an equine midwife, and frequently during the birthing of a foal, they need that sound of a comforting voice, and it's one way that I bond with the mare, which is so very important. She needs to trust me." "Please go on," I asked. "Well, I bond not just with my voice or with a mare." I gently put my finger in the foal's mouth as it comes out of the birth canal, whispering and encouraging mare and foal, so they trust me as I help the legs come out. And then what? I realized I was holding my breath. "Well, then I cradle it in my arms." The woman telling me this, to me, amazing story is Susan Heiss. "Yes," Susan Heiss said, "it's called imprint training. The foal learns immediately after birth behavior patterns for life. I call it my insurance policy because handling the foal the first 72 hours make it easier and safer to train the horse as he or she matures. Respect and trust is established by holding the standing foal in my arms, letting him struggle against me and then relax. When he relaxes, I relax my grip. He struggles or resists and I tighten my grip. This only works the first day because after that the foal is just too strong for me to hang on to." Susan Heiss and her husband, Jerry, retired here in 2008. Susan's equine adventures began when she and her husband were living in Holland, and Susan fell in love with a horse named Lancey, a spirited filly, sunny disposition, untrained, opinionated, self-possessed, not at all what a beginner like me needed for a first horse, said Susan. But she was a quick learner. Quote, "We galloped in the North Sea and through the sand dunes. We entered dressage competitions throughout Holland." Well, in 1977, they settled back in Virginia with Lancey, where, said Susan Heiss, "Pregnant Lancey had her first of 11 foals on their farm in Marshall, and thus began a 25-year foaling career for Susan Heiss. On a gold chain circling Susan's neck is a tiny gold-plated baby tooth, Lancey's baby tooth. Susan Heiss told me it's, quote, a treasured touchstone of memory, reminding me of all the adventures Lancey and I shared for 24 years before she died. Susan Heiss, equine midwife with not a speck of flour on her cheek. This is Thea Marshall.